Carl and Catherine with you for your Monday morning here on 88.3 Southern FM and the sounds of the Bayside. Regular feature of our program on a Monday is a featured artist, and this morning is no different. Joining us on the line is Casey Barnes to tell us all about his new album and his new single, Mayday. Casey, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's always so lovely to chat, Casey. Congratulations on Mayday. What can you tell us about the track?
Oh, geez, it's one I've been sitting on, I guess, for the last 6 months. I was lucky enough to co-write it with another fellow Aussie, Morgan Evans. And we were over in Nashville towards the end of last year and finally had a chance to get together and get in the studio and write something. And this is the track that we came away with, and the response has been amazing so far. So we're, absolutely stoked.
I can imagine. And looking at this song, you also collabed, like Morgan is incredibly talented, but Andrew Morey as well, who is a New York-based producer who's worked with the likes of Casey Musgrave, Lizzo and Shawn Mendes. What is it like to work with somebody who has had such success in the industry like yourself?
Yeah, look, that's a really good point. I mean, something that I probably would have never thought would ever happen, you know, 5-10 years ago, but it's, I'm really grateful to be able to work with so many talented people, and Andrew's an amazing producer, and we wanted to take this song, you know, I guess to another level and get someone like him on board, and did such an amazing job. And yeah, the response has been incredible. We've started, you know, playing it at our live shows as well already, and we shot the music video for the single at CMC Rocks, which happened a couple of weeks ago, and yeah, the reaction with the crowd was incredible.
Now, this isn't going to be the last time we hear Mayday. Obviously, the track is fabulous. It's also the title of your brand new album, which is coming out May 31st. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, it's funny. The song sort of felt like the right title for the album, especially with country music being, I guess, back in the forefront of so many people's minds, and it's really blowing up at the moment. And it's nice to see commercial radio playing country music as well. And Mayday sort of, I guess, a little tongue-in-cheek warning sign about taking the genre seriously. And it's a good thing.
100%. How's the single been going, mate? You know, the last few years we've seen Never Give Up on a Good Time and Boys Like Me, and they were number one on the Country Town National Airplay charts. What have people been saying so far about Mayday?
Oh, yeah, the response has been amazing. I mean, even people have started doing TikTok dances and all this
yes.
funny stuff that they started out at. Well, CMC Rocks, for those that don't know, is our biggest international country music festival and gets pretty rowdy. There's a lot of people that, you know, like to let their hair down over the weekend, but this trend started with all these TikTok dances to the song, and that sort of helped push it out a little bit. But we're looking forward to actually taking it over to America later this month. We're playing at the biggest country music festival actually in the world. It's called Stagecoach, and it happens in California. So we're going to be debuting the song for the very first time over there. And that's going to be amazing.
Oh, it sounds amazing, and so much exciting stuff coming up for you. But I want to go back to this TikTok thing for a second. Now, you were saying that obviously people are using that sound. Is that now a measure of success when it comes to releasing a song? Do you actually consciously think when you're putting stuff together, could this work on social media? Like, is that something that really is taken into consideration in the process?
You know, that's a really good question. I've never actually sat down and ever written a song and gone, oh yeah, that's going to go off on TikTok, because I think sometimes there's probably some artists that do that, you know, which is a little scary if you're concerning yourself about TikTok. But I always thought this song was going to be catchy and, you know, great to play live. And it's one of those songs that you want to make sure your fans engage with. And that's definitely happening. So, I mean, the only other thing that I sometimes do when I write songs is, I guess, you'll visualize and envisage how the song's going to be used. And a couple of my previous songs, I've had that same thought. Like my previous album, there was a track on there called Light It Up, which was the title track off the last album. And I always said to the boys in the studio, I reckon this song is going to be perfect for the AFL or a sporting event. Mm. And it ended up being synced to Channel 7 as the promo for last year's footy season. So it's funny how it works sometimes.
Incredible. And going back to the country music genre and TikTok to an extent, like, I mean, we're seeing a lot of artists who in the past have been more of the pop genre all of a sudden turn to country music. We've seen Beyonce release her album last week. As someone who has stayed true blue to the genre the whole time, how does it feel to see this whole new audience jump on your music like this?
Yeah, look, you know, it's you can't deny that there's a real buzz around it at the moment. And, you know, the fact that Beyonce has released a country album, there's another artist, Post Malone, who's generally known as a pop artist, but he's actually about to drop a country album. He's playing at Stagecoach, which is the festival we're playing at later this month in America. And I actually can't wait to hear his album because I think he's genuinely a superstar. So, you know, the more attention it's bringing to the genre, I think the better. And, it's definitely blowing up, which is a good thing.
I hope you're not thinking about changing ship there and going into pop or rock or changing genres just because everyone else is doing it.
You would do it very well, though.
Oh, look, you know, I found my niche and it feels pretty comfortable to me. So, you know, I can't see myself changing anytime soon. So that's, yeah, definitely not going to happen.
Well, I mean, you had the highest selling country album of the year last year. So there's niches and then there's clear evidence that you're good at something. So Casey Barnes, all credit to you, mate. Thanks so much for jumping on for a chat with us this morning. Could you do us the honours of introducing Mayday for us?
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks for having me. This is the brand new single. Wherever you are, crank this up to 10. It's called Mayday, and you're listening to Southern FM.